The Cabinet will today be asked to sign off on new measures to tighten immigration laws. It's understood they will involve restrictions on family reunification, whereby international protection status will only be granted in cases where it can be shown that a person's family has sufficient financial resources to support the person if they come to Ireland, and that that relationship is based on dependency. There will also be a tightening of citizenship criteria, meaning residency requirements will rise from 3 to 5 years before someone can apply for citizenship. Residents of international protection centres will also be obliged to make a financial contribution towards their accommodation. The government says the move is designed to bring Ireland in line with other EU countries. One of the countries which operates a similar system is Belgium. And we're joined now by Lauren Walker, Euronews journalist based in Brussels. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Justin. Hi.
Tell us, what changes to immigration rules were introduced in Belgium last year?
So several measures have actually been introduced, but the specific one was introduced in July 2024. And at that point, the government said that people staying in these government-run centres would have to pay a certain amount of their wage if they are working to fund these centres. And the range kind of depends on how much people are earning. So it goes from 35% for those earning slightly less net, and then up to 50% for those earning more than 1,500 euros.
And what effect did these changes have then? I mean, did they impact on the numbers of people who were seeking asylum in Belgium?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to tell, especially because, as I said, we had quite a few measures introduced. Asylum requests are now down compared to the same time last year. But this is kind of the case all over Europe. And many experts have stressed that migration can't really be controlled by these measures. People will flee their origin countries without even knowing what's happening here, or if rules have tightened in countries that they're fleeing to. So it's not really clear whether this works as a deterrent.
But the changes did lead to a rise in homelessness in Brussels. Is that the case?
Yeah, I mean, more generally, we've had the crisis with migration has been going on for a long time now, since October 2021. And again, various measures have been introduced, but the worst one is actually that single men for several years now have not been given places in these shelters. And now this measure again added to that strain, because of course, not everybody earns a lot of money. And when they are forced to pay up to 50% of what they earn, some people are pushed out of the centres because they can't afford it. Others, they didn't pay either because they were not informed or because they didn't want to. And they too are excluded from these shelters. And obviously this is visible on the streets. And migration, especially in homelessness in the big cities, has really increased.
Mm. What did voters, the Belgian people, what did they think when the changes were introduced? Did they support them?
I think for most people, the idea that working asylum seekers should contribute to living in state-funded shelters is kind of seen as obvious. I think there was support for the basic idea. However, I think few people have reservations or even know about the consequences. And I think largely this is because they are underreported. Largely in general, since this measure has been introduced, it's not really been in the news a lot. What I've heard from people, NGOs working on the ground, is that many people, especially those working in the centres, are very concerned about the measure because they don't feel like the quality of the care and the shelter that they're offering is rising in line with what people are paying. And some have compared it to saying that this is like slumlording, but then by the state. So that's a major concern for people.
Ireland is also planning to introduce new rules to restrict family reunification and also to tighten citizenship rules. Does Belgium have those rules?
Yeah. So actually in August of this year, the new migration minister, so that's Annelien van Bussert, she has also tightened rules regarding family reunification, which in Belgium is the main channel for migration, actually. And several criteria have been made stricter, specifically regarding higher income requirement. So now people who want to bring their family have to provide 110% of the guaranteed minimum incomes. And there are also longer waiting times for some of the beneficiaries of international protection.
Lauren, thank you very much for bringing us those details. Very similar rules as to what Ireland plans to introduce. That's Lauren Walker, Euronews journalist based in Brussels. It's 7:31.